Well, last week, Aaron Nelson of the Chamber for Greater Chapel Hill Carrboro delivered his annual State of the Community report. This is an annual tradition, does it every year, with a lot of numbers and data and stats and information about the state of things and the state of living here in our community. Always a fascinating event, telling us a lot of things that we already know about our community and also some surprising things that we don't necessarily know, and sometimes even directly challenging the conventional wisdom. Aaron Nelson joins us on the phone right now from the Chamber for Greater Chapel Hill Carrboro, carolinachamber.org. By the way, their website, if you want more information on their work and more info on the state of the community. Aaron, thank you so much for being with us. How are you?
It is wonderful to be with you. How are you doing, Aaron Keck?
I am okay. I've been up and down this month, but I'm having a good day today. That's pretty much all you can hope for, right?
I mean, it's pretty remarkable that day in and day out for now, 6 months, you've been keeping us up to date on ups and downs, as you said, of our community in these very tough times. So thank you.
Well, thank you. And of course, you've been working very closely with the entire business community. So we thank you as well. And for all of the information from last week at the State of the Community report, which I always love digging through these numbers just as much as I'm sure you do when the PowerPoint and everything comes out and we're able to look at them. So what are the highlights from this year? Always some really interesting trends and changes from year over year, and obviously 2020 is a very different year from everything that's come before. So what changes did you see?
Well, maybe more so than in any previous year, and this is the 13th year that we've done it. The information, this data is like, what is the adage about the elephant? Is it depends on where you're touching on what you think it is, right?
Yep.
So some people think it's a snake up front by the trunk, and other people think it's a tree if they're standing by a leg. How our community is doing and how our economy is doing is probably very different depending on the perspective that you are looking at it from. So, for example, with regard to COVID, we opened with, COVID information and data. The real standout there is the disproportionate impact on communities of color. Mm-hmm. So, for example, Orange County's 12% black population. They are 15% of the COVID cases, so the infection rate is similar to their population, but are 42% of the deaths in Orange County, while only 12% of the population. If we take a look at Hispanic, Hispanic is 8% of our population, but they were 33% of the infection rate. So an infection rate four times their proportionate representation, but the death rate is very low, only 4% of the deaths in Orange County. So disproportionately, the mortality rate amongst our African-American community, but the infection rate is much higher in our Hispanic population. And while young people represent most of the infections, they represent almost none of the deaths. The deaths are 62% folks over the age of 75. So we went through a bunch of information, the demography and how our community is changing. What's noteworthy there is the growth of the African-American population that in Chapel Hill and Carrboro and Orange County, that we have an increasing black population over time, but that is far outpaced by the growth of our Hispanic population and the growth of our Asian population. Both Chapel Hill and Carrboro are now more Asian than they are African-American, or more Asian than they are Hispanic, for example. And we took a look at population growth in general. It's a very slow growing time. This was the slowest growing decade for Orange County, Chapel Hill, and Carrboro. It's the slowest growing decade since the 1930s. If you think about Orange County, and one of the slowest growing, it's the slowest growing decade since we've been recording it for Chapel Hill and Carrboro. And I think that doesn't comport with people's view. They feel like, because of traffic and other things, that we must be growing very quickly, but we're growing at less than 1% per year. And a lot of the impacts that people feel, like taller buildings or more traffic, the taller buildings is probably more about land use choices, and the more traffic is probably more about people from Chatham County driving to Durham through Orange County. rather than Orange County population growth.
Yeah, that was the thing that, you know, speaking with Mayor Heminger the afternoon after the state of the community, so last week Thursday, and that was a thing that stood out for her is just how many people commute not to or out of Orange County, but just through Orange County.
Correct, and that has big impacts on our community. We're also seeing, you know, COVID's impact on an economy. You know, Chapel Hill's 64,000 people. But during the day, traditionally, Chapel Hill would be 90,000 people. So we do have some people leave Chapel Hill to go to work, but three times as many drive into Chapel Hill to work. So we're a community with a 90,000 person daytime population and a $65,000 nighttime population. But when people work at home, that means that we are missing 27, 30,000 people every day that we have needed in order to make this local economy go. So not only the COVID impact of people maybe feeling on the social distancing and reduced capacity of restaurants, but we are missing 30,000 people that used to drive in. Well, not all of them, but we're missing some of them who are now working from home.
Speaking with Aaron Nelson, and again, carolinachamber.org for more on the Chamber for Greater Chapel Hill Carrboro in general, and you can get more information on the state of the community report in particular, which we're talking about right now. You mentioned inequities in terms of health outcomes related to COVID-19, but I know there were other some other kind of troubling trends and numbers when it comes to racial inequities in Orange County as well, right?
Correct, and we see it in lots of different places. We are a very successful community, one of the highest per capita income. We're one of the healthiest places. We're one of the wealthiest places in the state of North Carolina. But incredible and disturbing racial disparities exist. They exist on the health side, everything from we discussed infection rates, but it might also be the frequency of asthma or obesity or hypertension amongst different communities. And we also see disparities in access to the internet. So, for example, the rate in which the Latino population has access to internet and computers is different than the white population, and we're seeing gaps there. One of the places where we've seen this most is in our school system, and there is some good news to report. So the achievement gap is generally the point spread between children of color are doing in our school system and how white children are doing in our school system. So we saw that gap narrow to the narrowest number that it has been since we've been tracking this data now for more than 10 years. Mm. So particularly in third grade reading, saw substantial improvements in the Chapel Hill Carrboro City Schools for Black children reading on grade level by grade three. A real pickup that has now the narrowest gap that we have seen. The gap was 57 points, for example, and now the gap is only 32 points. In Orange County schools, we saw great success in eighth grade science. Both Hispanic and Black children's performance on eighth grade science end of grade tests is now nearly identical to that of the overall general performance. And so the gap that exists there has also been narrowed. And while that is good news, the really disappointing news is that a substantial gap does still remain, and more work must be done. All children are not reading on grade level. All children are not being successful in science or on the ACT tests or on SAT tests. So we do have some good news, but there are areas that will require real attention to make improvements.
Any other significant numbers from the state of the community that stand out to you that folks need to know about?
Well, what's going on in our housing market, folks may be observing themselves. If their neighbor puts their house for sale, it is going very quickly. So home transactions in Orange and Chatham County are happening very quickly. Offers at above asking price, not enough product for sale in the market, which has led to prices being really driven up. And we saw a new record median sale price of $429,000. So the median sale price for a home in Chatham County was $429,000, and in Orange County, $325,000. What most folks would not know is that there is a $100,000 spread between the average Orange County home and the average Chatham. I think if folks thought there was that spread, they would have thought Orange County was ahead. Mm-hmm. But Chatham County's homes are now some of the most expensive in the state of North Carolina.
Are those more expensive homes located in a particular part of Chatham County?
So it's overall transaction volume. So I'm talking about of the homes that were sold. So there are 50,000 homes in Orange County, and only 20,000, I'm sorry, only 2,000 of them get sold every year.
Mm-hmm.
But of the ones that went for sale, and yes, those, a lot of those are in North East Chatham. So that would be in the part that has a Chapel Hill address. So think Briar Chapel, Governor's Club, Governor's Village, some of the newer product. Chatham has been building more new homes than Orange County has. So the COVID impact on housing has not been to depress it, but instead we're seeing prices go up. One of the places we have seen real negative impact is in retail sales and in unemployment. So on retail sales, it is painful. When students left early last year, at the end of last calendar year for campus, and so May saw retail sales drop by 20% compared to previous Mays in Orange County, but that has somewhat rebounded. You know, retail sales, you should buy it from a local merchant if possible, but when Amazon brings it to somebody's house, that sales tax does get paid to Orange County. And so our retail sales have not dipped very much because people are still purchasing a lot of groceries living at home, and they are still purchasing on Amazon, which is being delivered to them.
Mm-hmm.
Our retailers are being devastated by COVID. Incredible negative impacts on the actual retailer, but retail sales tax revenue is holding pretty even, and in fact, in Chatham County is growing substantially. Their retail sales are up 20% during COVID.
Speaking with Aaron Nelson again, carolinachamber.org for more on the Chamber for a Greater Chapel Hill Carborough. And as we wrap up, kind of segueing out of that into the work that you've done helping businesses and retailers get through COVID-19, what should folks know about the state of things right now, other than just the need to get out there and buy local as much as possible?
Well, I think the big reminder is a lot of this is within our control. You can feel powerless, right? There's all this stuff going on a national level, which feels totally crazy sometimes, or even on state level, which feels beyond our influence. But we have the ability to if we double down on local here, we can make a big impact. I'll use an example. I was in a restaurant that downtown Franklin Street restaurant, and he had a lot of social media recently, and a lot of attention was drawn to him. When I stopped by, he made more money in 4 days than he had for the entirety of August.
Mm.
So it turns out we have the money. We're doing quite well still as a community. Folks' paychecks are still generally coming. I know there's some folks suffering some real hardship. But when we direct it to the businesses that we care about, we can make a substantial positive impact. So I encourage people to buy local. Maybe the slogan should be like use them or lose them. So if you have a business that you care about, it's a good time to be investing. And to remind folks, if you wash your hands and you do not touch your face and you wear a mask and you keep your distance, then you can engage in commerce safely in this community. And with now 2.5, the governor's 2.5, I just want to encourage folks, it is time to start safely getting back out there and engaging with local businesses and merchants, service providers, retailers. They are ready for you. And if there is transmission in our community, it is not happening there. It is happening generally in evening social activities or amongst family members. But the transmission between a merchant and you, your wait staff person, and you, or somebody sitting 6 feet away at a different table, that is not how this is being transmitted. It's not the principal way that is being transmitted in our community, and it is a safe activity to be involved in.
Again, you can get more info on the Chamber for a Greater Chapel Hill Carborough online at carolinachamber.org. More there on the State of the Community report from last week as well. Aaron Nelson, as always, thank you so much for being with us and for all you do.
Good talking to you, sir. Take care.